meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining the meeting. This is Avri Doria. This is the Staff Accountability Meeting 24, 12 July, 13 UTC. So, first thing I'll do is go through the agenda. It's the fairly standard agenda. After the agenda, I'll do the attendance talk, the SOI check. That the substantive issue of the week is basically a debrief on the first plenary reading we had. I'll indicate while I was doing my prep yesterday, I wanted to pull out the excerpts from the transcript of that, but I couldn't find it. So at this point, we'll be working on our own memories and notes, etc., and then go on to next steps. Not much to say on the document update. We have Rev 1.1. There's the supplement to the report, which is no longer a working document. There's the response to staff questions that we really do need to get back to, but it's not on today's agenda. Then there's the schedule update with the perennial needs updating to the extent that we can get more precise. And so we could talk about that a little. And then just here's an updated schedule, which we can talk about some. And then any other business. So does anybody have any comments, questions, changes, additions to this agenda? Okay, then let's go with it. Attendance will be taken from the Adobe Connect. I was just about to ask who G was, but G went away. Do we have anybody who's only on the phone? Okay, I don't hear anyone, so I'll assume. I don't know if we had any apologies. I only sent out the agenda a few hours ago, but the meeting was announced in plenty of time. Okay, SOIs, reminder, anybody whose material conditions have changed to the extent that it would affect the work in this group, please speak up. No one? Okay, great. If such does occur, please remember to update your SOI and mention it at our next meeting. Okay, so going to the issue of the week. It's the debrief on the first plenary reading. I'm wondering if Brenda, you or Bernie probably can bring up the Rev 1.1 that I just sent back, and then if it's unsynced, people can use it to reference. Okay. So, yeah. So somebody's got a speaker on. Okay, I guess not anymore. Okay. So this is less organized than I thought, than I hoped it would be, because I did plan to go through the issues from the transcript. Since I was talking most of the time, I did very little note taking. I certainly saw two very large issues that stood out that I think we need to talk about. At some point was the whole discussion that I'm flippantly terming, so where's the dirt? Basically challenging the approach we took of gathering the information, generalizing it in terms of issues, and then working on a generalized notion. But we did have a fair amount of pushback on that. So we need to decide whether we want to go back and get specific about issues, or whether we perhaps want to develop a further explanation of why that was the right thing to do, with perhaps the addition of, and, you know, basically looking at the recommendations, are they things that are so onerous that you need to actually see the dirt, or are they good ideas anyhow, or some such approach. I think I'll stop on that and see if anybody's got anything to say. Do people think we should go back and get down and dirty, or should we keep with the approach that we've taken? Really, nobody's got a view on it. Yes, Klaus, please.
Morning. Yes, just for a start. I think on the one side, yes, people want to hear the dirt and they want to be specific. And on the other hand, I think when we are getting into specific cases, the whole report will open itself up to be interpreted and being actually subject to how you see a specific case, but not about staff accountability in general. There might be one middle way, but I'm not even sure myself if that's a good middle way, is to identify a very specific problem areas like staff assuming community roles or whatever, and highlighting specific areas, but I wouldn't go further than that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Yes, Alan.
Thank you. I happened to sit next to Teresa at some event at the ICANN meeting in Joburg, and we had the discussion on this, on the fact that we don't have specific examples, and her response was, how is a manager supposed to respond if we don't have any examples, if we don't have very specific things? And I made it clear, certainly in my opinion, we're not going to get a lot more about people who are still there. As it turned out, she happened to mention in another part of the conversation that someone on her staff was leaving. And I said, fine, in that case, I'll give you some examples of that person. But I'm not going to endanger my relationship with them. If you're a good manager, you may figure out a way to address the issue, good in by my Alan's definition, to address the issue. Or you may simply go to the person and say, you know, hey, John, what's this all about? Why is Alan complaining about you? And certainly from my perspective, that's not the right way to handle it. Yet I know there are people in ICANN who would do exactly that. And we're just not going to give specifics. But if there are complaints, then they're going to have to figure out how to address them, even though we don't have the specific dirt in each case. I don't know how we do that, and I don't know how we convince them there are issues, even though we cannot cite examples. But I don't see any other way forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. One thing I thought of, and I'll get right to you, George, one thing I thought of while you were speaking is indeed the recommendations we're offering are recommendations to prevent such situations and to make it possible for managers to learn of these issues in a safe, non-threatening way going forward. And going forward is really the issue, not disciplining anyone specific. But anyhow, yes, George, please. George, you may be muted. I do not hear you.
Sorry, I think I'm on now.
Yes, I do hear you now.
Thank you. Let me go back to the meeting in South Africa. The board's the sense of the board was that let me start over. I have no doubt that there are issues where staff is behaving in ways that are not necessarily consistent with helping the community. And we all know of some occasions like that. And I don't know if there are many or if there are few. My guess is that there aren't very many. But you have you found some evidence in a variety of places. I wouldn't call it dirt. First of all, second, it's a condition to be recognized and to be ameliorated in some way. And the board sense is that without some understanding of the nature, extent, et cetera, of the actual specifics, it's very difficult to understand whether the recommendations solve a real problem or not. And so that's why the board has in effect suggested the way to deal with this is maybe it's a two-stage process and it's not necessarily an open process, and that may give you some problems. But the suggestion was, look, let us create a safe space to look at this evidence, and then we can understand whether you've conceptualized the problem correctly, whether we agree with it or not, and assuming we do, whether the recommendations are the best recommendations to solve the problem. So I don't think that that this is possible within the realm of your charter, and that's if it is, that would be great. The question of what constitutes a safe space for these for the exploration of the issues. I suppose the board or the staff or a combination could suggest it, and maybe you'd like to suggest it. So it's a departure from your normal way of doing business, and I don't know if that's possible or not. But that's what's missing that gives the board some assurance that the recommendations are solving a problem which has been properly conceptualized and that exists. Thanks.
Thank you. If I might. You wanted to say something else, George.
Yeah, I want to say something else. Normally, I make these comments in my own personal capacity, but here I'm reporting a board reaction. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. I understood that and very much appreciate you pointing it out. I think you still have your microphone on. Yeah, thank you. One thing, and perhaps we don't speak of it enough, in some sense, though we may have gone beyond it, I think what we've recommended is indeed a way to sort of do what you're talking about. We're trying to create that safe space going forward. I think there's less interest in the past other than as an example. And even in your statement, you know, I think we see that most people can admit that there have been occurrences of one sort or another. And I think that the recommendations, perhaps they need to explain better, perhaps they need to be more pointed and written differently, are indeed trying to create that safe space, but trying to create it in a way to prevent future problems as opposed to digging deeper into the past problems. I think anybody reading our record, reading the email, reading the documents that they may or may not find there, and I think they will find some, we'll see that there were some really documented cases. We don't want to memorialize them in documents, but there certainly were specifics spoken of in our record, in our discussions. So I sort of understand the board's position, but I'm wondering whether they're not recognizing these recommendations as indeed, in a sense, what they're asking for is how to create that safe space for communication going forward, and hopefully doing it in a way that's not onerous in any way that one can look at the recommendation and say, oh my, that is such a difficult thing, or that is such an onerous thing that, you know, without really, really specific, severe incident, we could never consider it. And if there is a recommendation like that, I'd like to know. So in some ways, I'm wondering whether it's possible to sort of stipulate to the fact that there are issues and people have reported them, and they are in our record, and that we're looking for ways to create the safe space that you all suggest going forward. Just a thought. Klaus? Oh, Alan, I see your hand.
Thank you very much, Alan Greenberg. This is a conversation George and I have had in private. I honestly, based on discussions with a fair number of board members, I think the board has a very difficult job understanding the deference that they are in how they are treated by staff compared to how staff might react to virtually anybody else. It really is quite startling when you see it at times. So I tend to agree with you, Avery. I setting up this space is going to be difficult, and we need to figure out some way of doing it. But the fact that there are people complaining, even if their complaints are not really the main problem, there are issues that need to be addressed, and we need to figure out a way going forward. And I don't think we're going to change the overall atmosphere or tone in ICANN very quickly, and we're certainly not going to change it prior to trying to address the issues. So somehow we need to span the difference between magically fixing the problems and the kind of discussion or kind of space that George is talking about. There really is an issue, and it's going to have to be taken on faith at some level that it is, in order for us to try to address it. I'm not sure if that's clear, but I hope it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Klaus, please.
One of the ideas I had was maybe to create some kind of checklist of issues a manager could go through with staff and basically say, this seems to be an area of concern. Are we doing that? Practices which are going against that. So if we could give them a kind of a checklist or issues that basically staff could test itself on might be one helpful way forward. Thank you.
Thank you. That's an interesting suggestion, but is that something, just to be clear, is that something that you think we should be doing now before finishing the thing? Is it something that you think should be part of our recommendations for going forward? I wasn't clear on the timing for that. And by the way, this was Aubrey speaking, and we're supposed to keep listing our names, and I keep forgetting. So, Klaus, can you clarify that, and then I'll come to you, George.
Okay, this is Klaus for the record. I think the report as it is, and the fear is that report is not executable enough to have too much of an impact. So if we would add a list to this report, would make it more executable and make it more with having something, some real follow-up and not just hanging there in the air.
Okay, thank you. George, please.
Thank you. A couple of things. First of all, Ellen and I have had this discussion in private a number of times. At least I, as a member of the board, understand the degree of deference that's given to me. Frankly, I don't like it. And I tell people to treat me as a colleague and let's talk about the issues and the problems on an equal basis rather than you deferring to me as a board member who presumably has so much power over events, which I don't. So I would say that's an independent issue that I would like the staff to understand and to treat me with less deference. But I think that it's independent of the real problem, and that is the board is not averse to understanding this problem. The board is not and I, these are my perceptions now, but I think I do speak for the board. We don't want to avoid issues that are real. We want to help community and ICANN generally to achieve its objectives, but we don't understand there's no substantiation given in the report, or very little, I can't say none, given to the fact that this is a problem, because I don't think we, the board, understand the problem. And maybe the staff doesn't understand the problem, and maybe the board thinks that the community hasn't conceptualized the problem correctly. I think we need a multi-step process here. And here I'm speaking for myself. My sense would be to recognize that a problem exists and to create this safe space. And that is, I think, the heart of dealing with the problem. If we can create a safe space where these things are talked about, understood, without damaging reputation or relationships to the extent possible, then I think we will come to an appreciation of what needs to be done to fix it. But not if the board doesn't understand the problem and the staff may or may not understand the problem, it's not going to get fixed. We need the understanding to come first. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Okay, so I'm actually taking from this that we have a communication problem. Because I think that this group was that safe space. Staff was indeed invited and to a certain extent participated. Unfortunately, Patrick isn't here today for this meeting, and he's been standing in and such. But it also then occurs to me that perhaps we do need to go into the discussions we've had and do a sterilized abstraction of the issues that were brought up in this safe space that was created specifically for that purpose, which was used to a limited extent by staff. So actually, I'm beginning to understand as much a communication problem in terms of not trusting us that it's in our records, and the board saying, we don't trust you. So please be a little bit more specific about it in the plan so that we can go forward with it. We also don't explain in the report enough that this group was created as a safe space for staff and community to discuss these things in general with the CEO's permission and promise of no repercussion, et cetera. So all that was in place, and yet we got very limited use of the safe space this time around. So I'm beginning to see it as a communication, and perhaps we can solve it in that way. Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks, Avery. Cheryl, and for the record. A couple of things. First of all, thanks for everything you just said. I think that's a good analysis, and certainly that, as well as your earlier suggested way forward in terms of looking at how specifically some of what has been written is writ, and see if it can be made bleedingly obvious why certain of our recommendations are as they are. But I guess I want to just have on the record my continued difficulty in understanding why we're having to prove the cause in such great detail, as opposed to what you have, I think, very clearly articulated, Avery, today and on other occasions, that this is we've made some recognitions, we've looked at how we can build in and not quite the future proof, but future plan, to quote George, to ameliorate issues as they may arise in the future. I'm just a little bit unsure why we're getting tripped up in the ability to believe that there is an issue at all, as opposed to regardless of if the issues are sufficiently provable with verifiable details, as opposed to these are even potential issues. Of course, we know they're not even potential issues, but even if they were just potential issues, why we can't just try and get on with the job, I was looking towards building a better model. So I just needed to say that because I'm finding this inability to believe a little bit difficult to swallow. It may be just a communication exercise, Avery. It may be other things. It may be from where the hypothesis and no hypothesis that each different component part is working on is coming from. I don't know. But I'm also not sure why we're getting stuck back at that point rather than just, dare I say it, getting on with the job? Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Just to be clear, I think we're getting back at that point because we've got a board statement saying we've got to deal with this issue. Is the reason I think we're doing it. Alan, please.
Thank you. Two things. I must admit I have to question, and maybe the answer is implicit, of why the board is looking at it at this level. I guess we have a hands-on board who are partially made up of technicians who want to fix problems, but I wouldn't have thought this is a board-level discussion to be even having. That notwithstanding, I don't think I agree with you, Avery, that this is just a communication problem. Saying this group was set up as a safe space does not change the fact that there are transcripts and recordings, and if I report a specific set of instances, which I could right now, it would go back immediately to the person and how that person and their management would react, I don't know. Maybe they would take it well and say, oops, we made a mistake, we're not going to do that again, or maybe not. And I just don't think that's going to happen, even if we designate this, put a label on it saying this is a safe space. I just don't think the world works that way. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. George. And then I'd like to actually move on to another topic. All right, George, please.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to repeat that I think the board has substantial sympathy for any significant problems that come out of this discussion. This is not an us versus them. We're not trying to obfuscate, and we're not trying to avoid problems. If anything, I think Alan's right that we're a bunch of technicians who want to solve problems, and the clearer the problem, the better we like it, because the more likely we are to achieve a solution. I agree with Alan with regard to the safety of this space. A public space is not a safe space for these discussions, period. Second, I think your notion of sterilized abstraction is what you have already in the paper, and the issue is that the board, looking at it, the board cannot obtain from those sterilized abstractions a good nature of the issue, at least to its satisfaction. It is a communication problem, but it's more than that. To Cheryl's point about why do you have to prove our position? You don't really. You don't. But if you want the board to understand it and be sympathetic to the solutions, I think that there's more work to be done. And I don't think it could be done in a public space. So let's see. I think I've covered all my points. Oh, yes. Have you received the communication from the board regarding a formal answer to, or I think it's a formal answer. I don't know exactly the state of it. Your draft report, because I know that one was being drafted when I left Johannesburg. Has that been received?
Excuse me? I have, you're saying that we were supposed to get a communication from the board?
You should be getting one.
I have not seen one yet.
Okay, that's imminent, or at least I hope it's imminent. I know that the outlines had been drafted by when we were leaving Johannesburg, and of course after a meeting like this, everybody sort of relaxes for a while, so it's possible you haven't gotten one. And that will be the official board position on the report. Sorry it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, then what I recommend we do is we take this discussion and basically table it until we get the board's communication, and we get back to it when we've got that to work off of, and then we can decide at that point how we want to handle it, whether we want to, you know, make an appeal that we're going to take longer even than we thought, as we thought we were coming to a closing point or not. But we could certainly discuss that once we get the communication. If it's okay with people, I'd like to move on to another topic. We've gone about halfway through this hour, and I very much understand the not wanting to get started again. I had a very strong urge to cancel this meeting as opposed to prepping for it and having it. And I love the week that's ICANN free after an ICANN meeting. So I very much understand the difficulty in having sent that already. So thank you. I had one other problem listed, and then I'd like to see, you know, if other people have others that came out. As I said, I haven't been able to go through the transcript, so I pretty much got what I remember. And the next one I remember was the panel. Many aspects of the panel seemed to be problematic, from those that saw it as bureaucratic, to those that saw it as somehow unnecessary and saw various other issues. I need transcripts to remember the details. I wonder if anybody would like to speak about the panel and what they heard, what they understood, and perhaps what they think about where we are on it. And if people need a reminder, the panel is under recommendations. It's recommendation 3 on page 4. So nobody's got any thoughts on panels?
Avery,
Alan,
it's Alan. I'm not at my desk right now, and I can't flip to recommendation 3, page 4. Can you give some of us a summary for those of us who in the week after ICANN can't remember what panel we're talking about?
yes, I can. I'll read it out. It's the easiest way. ICANN should create a 4-member panel composed of the ombudsman, the complaints officer, a representative of chosen by the empowered community, and a board member. The panel will review concerns or issues raised by the community, ombudsman, staff, or board that at least 2 panel members determine require further effort. While this panel would work transparently, it will, at its discretion, be able to treat issues that require it as confidential. I parsed that last phrase a little badly. It will, at its discretion, be able to treat issues that require it as confidential. Anybody have any comments on that? In some sense, this does offer the confidentiality that was being looked for. Yes, Klaus?
It's Alan, if I can get in with Klaus.
Okay, please. Klaus and Alan.
Yeah, I just want to mention, you know all the reality of ICANN. As soon as a panel is mentioned, everybody is ear prick up and who's on it, what will it do, how will it be done, and we will have an endless discussion about the way how the people are chosen, who's on it, and so on and so on. I mean, what you heard and what I heard during that thing is nothing else. That's what's to be expected, but that doesn't mean that we can recommend it nevertheless.
Okay, thanks. And perhaps we do need to be more specific. There is only one that needs to be chosen. Well, 2. The board needs to, by its own method, choose one, and the empowered community who's still figuring out how to do things would need to figure out how to do that. Alan.
Thank you very much. Alan Greenberg speaking. I'm dubious this would work, that personally. Just the difficulty of getting 4 people in those positions to find a time where they could talk to each other on short notice is co- clearly almost impossible, I would think. But I'd be willing to give it a try and see if it works or not. But I have my doubts on how well it would work. But I'm certainly willing to try. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I agree with some of the problems Klaus mentioned, but I don't think they're as onerous as actually making it work once it's
okay. And fantastic. And I'll mention that Herb says he does not have, and I apologize, I have not been keeping up with the chat, but I did just go to it. And there were some valuable chats on our previous conversation that will be in the record, and sorry I didn't get to them while we were still on that topic. But Herb says no audio, it kills my connection, but I am open, I guess that means no speech, but I am open to being involved in the discussion of this if it moves forward. So it sounds like there's at least two or three of you that are willing to take a further look at this and see if it can't be specified in a way that perhaps can work, or perhaps we come up with a reason to remove it. But I think it'd be good to at least give it a chance and see what happens with it. Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks, Ivory. Cheryl, and you know, for the record again. I have no intention of agreeing to it being killed or removed. I think it's written perfectly clearly, and I would be strongly supportive of it staying exactly as she is. I think any hubbub that may have happened in the reading that we did is very likely to be either people who have hubbub regardless, or as Klaus outlined, the usual propensity for people in our ICANN community to think being impaneled is something that needs to be challenged, talked about, and preferably expanded to the maximum number possible to allow everybody and their great aunt to have equitable representation. One of the things I like about this is its leanness. A board member, a person from the empowered community, and the people whose job it is to deal with most of this rubbish. And I mean rubbish in the nicest possible way, not in a garbage way. But, I think we just, note there was some some concern, I should say, and just move on, because it's lean and it's worth having a go at. Thanks.
Thank you. Perhaps the mistake was calling it a panel because everybody thinks they already know what a panel is, and we should have called it something like a colloquium. But I'm only being slightly facetious, by the way. This is Avery speaking. I think it's still worth probably taking a look at it and seeing if the wording can't be enhanced or tightened up a little to try and avoid some of those. And perhaps we do want to give it a different name. Panel is often, there are so many words at ICANN that take on a special meaning. We create things like cross-community working groups and then define them so tightly we can't use them. We do things like that a lot. So the word panel may indeed be overloaded with meanings, and it might be time for a neologism. I don't know. If there's nobody else that wants to speak on that one, and by the way, no, definitely not a council of elders, or go with the IETF route, but in a non-sexist way and call it the gray hairs. But no, I don't think that would be a great name. So I think that, the document is open for comment and suggested edits. So I suggest on any of these things, any of you that has a suggestion for how to do it is more than welcome, is entreated to go into the file and do something. You'll notice that there's no meeting next week because I'm running back and forth between Meissen and Prague, teaching in Meissen and doing the IETF in Prague, and I know I can neither prepare for a meeting nor do one, so basically did not schedule one. So perhaps during this upcoming week, those of you that have ideas on how to improve what's before us can. I see no hands, so what those were the two that were the top of my mind. I feel like I'm forgetting something else that's important at the moment, so I wanted to open it up and ask those of you on the call whether you had picked up specific problem areas that we should. We've got 20 minutes left, 19 minutes left on this call, although I do want to get to the end stuff, but at least to get other things mentioned. Anybody have one? I don't see any hands. I continue with my anxiety that I'm forgetting something, but once I do have the transcript to read, and once we all have the transcript to read, we can pour out of it. Once the transcript's there, I'll do an excerpt of it and put it on Drive in the same directory that I'm using for all of this stuff and let you all know so that you can all reference it easily as opposed to having to search for it. So is there anything else on the debrief? Now let me go back to the agenda. Let me see what I had on the agenda for. There was a second topic on the agenda, and I want to make sure I didn't forget it. Next steps. I think we talked about the next steps a little. I did put some action items there. I'm not sure if they're good. If you look at the Drive document, I said add discussion of the issues. I'm not very specific about it. Add explanation of staff accountability as the safe place, but of course we've gotten the feedback on that one already that because of its transparency, it can only be a semi-space, safe space. All the assurances from the CEO that no repercussions would obtain were perhaps not enough to make it a safe space. I tend to be a transparency maximalist and look for such guarantees as a way to create safety and maintain transparency. But perhaps, you know, George is right and Alan is that no guarantee at ICANN can overcome the repercussions that sometimes ensue from transparency. So that may indeed be an issue, but we're not the transparency group, so we won't delve into that one. So anybody else have an issue, or should I move on in the agenda? Okay, I'll move on in the agenda. So as I said with the document update, we'll continue revising this. We'll talk through all the issues. We'll go through the board communication when it arrives and discuss it and decide, you know, how we want to deal with it and you know, move on, pick up any other issues that show up in the transcripts, discuss them, fix, and decide when we're ready for the second reading. The supplement to the report, when we've got other things to add, if we build more tables, if we do more issue discussions, if we do whatever, those can be added in their gory detail there as part of the backup to the work. Yes, Bernie.
Thank you, Bernie. Just picking up on your comment of having a second reading of the document. Sorry, the dogs are excited. I'm unclear. We actually confirmed that the plenary accepted it past first reading. I can go back and double check, but that's definitely something that I noted.
Okay, thank you. I had trouble hearing you. You had another interlocutor there overpowering you. But you said whether they accepted it as a first reading. I thought a first reading happened, you got comments, you made fixes, you came back for a second reading. If the second reading didn't accept it, you came back for a third. I didn't realize that it had to be accepted as having been acceptable in its first reading. Perhaps I misunderstood how the first and second readings are working. I see your hand is still up.
Yes, indeed, Aubrey. In the past, I've been taking the notes, as you know, for the plenaries, is that when a document is presented for first reading, and I've actually written this up somewhere, I'll have to, there are really three outcomes. Either it's accepted with comments, or it's not accepted. And I, for whatever reason, I don't remember us actually asking if it was accepted. Now, this may have simply been an oversight. But what I will do, and by the way, I don't know why the transcript is not up, and I'm following up on that right now. I'll go back through it, but there is clearly a question, at least in my mind, if the document was accepted for first reading. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And if we have to do another first reading because we have once again defined terms in such a way that they're hard to use, that's cool. We'll just do another first reading when we're ready. Okay. Okay, then going back to the document update, there was the, the other thing in the action items was Klaus's suggestion of a checklist of things the managers can look at in appraisal. And Klaus, I don't know if you and others want to take a first stab at what such a work list could be, that would be useful so that the next time we talk about it, we can actually look at an example and see how it fits. I'd recommend putting it in a separate document for now, and then we can, you know, fold it in once we've had a discussion and people decide it works. Is that okay with you, Klaus? Yes, Klaus, I see your hand.
Klaus, for the record, Afri, I will try, but I will not promise.
Okay.
It depends on my workload. If I can fit it in, I will do it. If not, tough luck.
Okay, thanks. I'll try to start a empty drive document as a temptation for people, and we'll see where we go. Okay, excuse me. Okay, the next thing is the response to the staff questions. We got to get back to that. It has a lot of discussion about safe spaces and who we're afraid of and should they be afraid of us. Issues in it. So this may be an opportune time while we're discussing George and the board's issues to go and take a look at that document again, since there's some indication that the board's issues and the staff questions may not be unrelated. So I would like us in the next meeting to actually put that document also on the schedule, and I'd like to ask people to go to that document over the next week, take a look at it, see what they think of where it is. Okay. Anything? We've got 10 to 11 minutes left. The next thing is a schedule update. It needs updating. Obviously, we don't know whether we had a first reading or not. I thought we had. Hopefully we did. I understand that a second reading that is accepted with comments or rejected requires a third reading, but as I say, I may not understand our rules. The rest of the schedule basically hinges on that and us getting to our subsequent readings, whether that was a zeroth reading or a first reading. And such. So I think the updating will need wait until A, we see whether we had a first reading or not, and B, whether, you know, how long it's going to take us to get to our second reading. And we can talk about that at the next meeting. I went through, and any issues, questions on that? Okay. Moving on. The updated meeting schedule. I've got two blocks that I'm unavailable. The first one is, as I said, I travel in a few hours, and then I'm basically out of it for 10 days. And while I'll try and do stuff on the documents and I'll be following the lists, I wouldn't have time to prepare for a meeting, or I wouldn't know where to fit it in into the schedule I've got. So our next meeting will be the 26th of July, and then a week later to August, then and then 9 August. So 3 meetings basically on a weekly basis at that point. Then I have an APC retreat going back to South Africa and going for the retreat to a communications lean type of area. So my ability to communicate during that period will be limited. I don't know what level network access I'll have for that meeting. So I figured it would be unwise to schedule during that period. Then basically starting up again, it looks like, and I'm not sure, I'd have to go back and see why the gap in September. Hopefully by then we'll be in good shape and we'll be moving forward. If we need to schedule additional meetings, we can, but those are the ones that have been scheduled as of this point. I have maintained the rotation. There's the slight skews in rotation are due to the availability of spots that I found when I went to the schedule. Yes, Bernie, I see your hand.
Thank you. Just a note, I sent out a schedule for the plenaries to June next year. And we're moving to monthly plenary calls. So we're not having it in July. And our next plenary call usually will be scheduled for the last Wednesday of the month, unless there's an ICANN meeting in the middle of the month. So just for planning purposes, we'll be keeping the requirement that any documents to be presented to the plenary be presented 7 days, be sent in 7 days before. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And we'll definitely take that into account as we figure out next time when we're talking about schedule, what date to aim at for our next attempt at a plenary reading. Any comments on schedule and all of that? Okay. Any other business? Anybody got any other business? I see nobody. I hear nobody. And so with that, I thank you. I thank those doing the scribing. I thank Bernie. I thank Brenda. And I thank all of you for attending. That's 3, 6, 8 people. That's actually very good for a first week back to doing ICANN stuff after a meeting and lots of travel. So be well, all, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thank you very much. The call is adjourned.
Thanks, Every. Bye, everyone. Night.